I created a YouTube channel 2 years ago. So I make videos. Each video is covering a special topic in the English language. And I use these videos to help my students improve. So if they don't get a point in class, they can always go to the YouTube channel and watch the video.
You teach in a school and you also teach online.
That's right. I'm an actual teacher in Bron, in a college. This is my job, and I also teach on YouTube. I use those videos in class, and those videos are used by many other people.
You have quite a following?
Well, yes, we reached the 20,000 followers, which is really nice, and the videos have been viewed more than a million times now. So it's amazing. It's really I'm happy about this.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, it started with a pretty sad thing. I was concerned about the fact that many of my students failed in English. I had students who were doing English for a few years and they were not engaged. I felt responsible for this, and I couldn't help them enough, because I only have my students 3 hours a week, which is obviously not enough to improve. The only thing I could tell them was to read their notebooks from last year, which is not a solution, because when a kid drops out, he doesn't keep his notebook anyway. So that was useless. So I thought I have to create a tool that could be used by my student, but something really efficient. And one day, my car battery died. And I was tempted to call the garage and have them come and fix the whole thing. But I thought I could do that myself. I had no clue about mechanics. So I went on YouTube and I found a tutorial. And there was this bloke with his phone trying to show them actually how to do it. And I was like, oh, I can do it. So I went to the store, I bought the battery, and I just changed it the way he showed. After this experience, I was really glad I could do that, and I felt really...
Empowered?
Yeah, sort of empowered. I was sort of relieved I could learn something by myself and with the help of someone else that I didn't know. And I thought, if I can do this, I could as well try and do my own thing with the English language. This is something that I can do. I know I can do it. So if I can do it in class, I could very well do it on the internet. So I just started my project.
These short videos, they are like your classes at all, or?
Those YouTube videos offer me a little bit more freedom than I have at school, because I can do whatever I want. If I want to dress up, which I do, if I want to make jokes, I'm free to do whatever I want. Not that I'm not joking in class, I am. But it's a really creative process, and that's what I like.
This has been going for a couple of years now?
Yeah, 2 years now.
And what kind of subject do you cover?
Any sorts of subjects related to the English language. It could be a little bit of grammar, it could be pronunciation, it could be everyday life, like ordering food in a restaurant, like going to the doctors, telling the time, conversation tips, vocabulary, anything that is related to the English language.
How do people find you on the YouTube?
Okay, the name of the project is Les Tutos de Huito. It's a weird name, I know. Le tuto is the short name for tutorial, obviously. Et huito is the first 5 letters of my name, H-U-I-T-O. But yeah, you can just go on YouTube and type, or on Google or whatever you like, and type Le tuto de huito, and it's easy to find.
And how many have you done so far?
I don't know, I haven't counted, probably 50 videos. I try to keep a good rhythm. A video every 2 weeks.
It's a lot of work to do one of these.
Yeah, it takes me about 10 hours to make a video that will eventually last 10 minutes. I do it everything on my own. It's a DIY project. I do it on my own in my office at home. It's a very small room, and I record myself. I do all the editing part, and then I upload it on YouTube.
What kind of reaction do you get from your pupils in class?
They really like it. I mean, they are proud, I think, Most of them are proud. Some of them just don't pay attention. That's a fact, and I know it. It's just a tool that I offer them.
Do you see results? Yeah.
I mean, I see results in terms of confidence. Some kids lack confidence, and they are pretty sure that they won't succeed. But the videos tend to show them that if you take 10 minutes to watch the videos, and then you can just learn something by yourself and feel more adequate, feel more confident in class. So yeah, I have seen a student improve a lot.
Looking on the website of the college that you're at, which is Jean Monnet à Bron, I saw that your class was singing a cup song. What's that about?
Well, that's a project that I did with my troisième. There were at the time 106 students, and I wanted to get them involved in a collective experience in which we would use music as a way to learn English. I originally saw a video on YouTube again. It was a project made by a teacher in Ireland who used the Cup Song, which is a song taken from a Hollywood film. And there is some sort of rhythm with a cup involved. So there is a percussion that students do with a cup and they sing along. But they did that in Ireland in Gaelic. And when I saw that video, which was amazing, it hit like millions of views. I fell in love with the song and with the concept. And I thought I could as well do it in English. So we worked with our students. We taught them the song. We taught them how to do the percussion with the cups. And one thing which is really important is that the music is actually played by the students themselves too. So they sing, they do the percussion, and three or four students are playing. So we shot the video, we uploaded it on YouTube. After a few months, it got like hundreds of thousands of views. And it's now been seen in more than 100 countries. So it really took off. It went viral, and the media were also interested in it. And for the kids, it was a great experience because they understood that a very small project in a small school can get attention and can grow into a really collective experience, and the English language is part of it.
And for our listeners who might want to access this, how do they find it?
I think if you type Cup Song Jean Monnet Bron on YouTube, you will find it.
And it's all in English?
It's all in English, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I think your enthusiasm for the language must be infectious.
I hope so. I would lie to you if I say to you that all my students are really motivated and engaged. It's not the case. But I'm trying my best to show them that the English language is a language of communication. It's not that hard. And everybody can do it. I did it, so everybody can do it.
Stephen Vitoel, thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.